Yard line, is he in? And they're going to say he's all the way down to the 1 yard line for after a 5 yard gain for the fullback of Harbor Beach. 3.5 to play. Clock continues to roll. Second down, goal to go from the 1 yard line.
USA obviously has to keep Harbor Beach out of the end zone. But the more they keep Harbor Beach out of the end zone, the more time runs off the clock, the better it is for Harbor Beach, as long as that drive ends in a score. But you just seen Cole Anderson having a much better second half in this game. Would be shocked if anybody but him gets a carry here at the 1 yard line. This is where their fullback does his best work.
12 carries for 40 yards for Cole Anderson on the night. Second down, goal to goal from the one, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper across the end zone. No single yet from the officials. And there it is, touchdown, Harbor Beach. James Shelkey dives across the goal line for the score with 2:53 left in the fourth quarter to make this ball game a two-possession game yet again. It's now Harbor Beach 28 for the Pirates, 16 for the Patriots.
Dangerous play to have your quarterback sneak it in on the one-yard line, but you got to go with the kid you trust the most. That's James Shelkey. He's able to squeeze his way into the end zone and put Harbor Beach up by two scores. And Coach Shelkey going to take a timeout and set up the two-point conversion.
Harbor Beach traveled 71 yards on that drive, covering 3 minutes and 1 second. Of course, he was set up on a fourth down stand at their own 29-yard line. And they march all the way down to the field. And that was the six plays altogether for the Pirates. And, of course, a big run from James Shelkey, a 44-yard run, making put him all the way down to the 6-yard line. Cole Anderson ahead for 5. Then James Shelkey in from 1 yard out. So they get 28-16. Harbor Beach leading by 12 with a 2-point conversion still on its way.
A 12-point game, obviously the 2-point conversion still important. You want to put your team up by as many points as possible. And you got all three timeouts in your pocket, so you might as well make sure the play is right. But Harbor Beach, a great job stopping USA on fourth down and then turning around and driving the length of the field. Good clock management. All of a sudden, Harbor Beach now in great position. USA, not the most high-powered offense. They're going to have to try to hold Harbor Beach here and find a way to score twice with 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the game.
Harbor Beach has had the ball for 21 minutes and 35 seconds in this ball game tonight. Two wide to the left, two to the right. Anderson in the backfield with Shelkey in the shotgun. Quick pass into the end, and it hits the hands of his intended receiver. Falls incomplete. Was intended for Michael Anderson. Incomplete pass. 2-point conversion is no good. A 12-point ball game with 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one, with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a luxury car or SUV but thought, oh, they are just too much money? Here at Moore Motor Sales in Caro, we want to show you how you can do just that. The luxurious Lincoln MKZ has 0% financing for 60 months to well-qualified buyers, plus $4,000 rebate. The hot Lincoln MKC crossover also has 0% financing for 60 months to well-qualified buyers, plus $2,250 in rebates. At Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro, on M81, come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
Kendall Gettner's line drive comes in at the 25-yard line, hits one hand and brought in at the 20-yard line by Josh Lang. He's still on his feet across the 30 and finally brought down, tackled from behind at the 36-yard line by the Harbor Beach special teams. So it'll be a 64-yard field to work for, with the Patriots trailing by 12 points, 28-16, with 2:45 left in the fourth quarter. Tackle made by Kendall Gettner.
That's twice now. The kicker's made the tackle. I gotta love that.
So at the 36-yard line, USA starts this drive. They need to score twice in the next 165 seconds. First and 10, right to left across your radio. First down marker is at the 46-yard line. practically 10 men in the box for Harbor Beach. Micah Kramer rolling to his right to pass, lets this one fly, and it is hits the hands as reached out a hand to Hunter Bone at the 45-yard line. Can't bring that one in. Would have had the first down had he brought that in. Incomplete pass. Clock stops with 2:39 left in the fourth. Second and 10 from the 36.
Harbor Beach keeping all those guys in the box, trying to keep pressure on Micah Kramer. They're going to leave Michael Anderson, Mason Yon, and James Shelkey out there on an island one-on-one. They're going to have to stay in coverage and make tackles if on a completion. But on that rollout pass, you got to remember Micah Kramer, which is weird. We haven't talked about this at all. We have two left-handed quarterbacks in the same game. Micah Kramer rolls out to his right, and he's got to adjust his body, turn his shoulder, and set his feet to throw that ball. So not surprised it was off the mark by just a little bit.
It's a handoff to Allen Rabin across the 40-yard line, brought out all the way out to about the 43-yard line. Cole Anderson on the tackle after about a 8-yard gain, and we have whistles. And we have a timeout called by head coach Josh Hahn of USA with 2:23 left in the fourth quarter. Cassidy, with 5 minutes to go, is leading Caro 26-7. And now Nick Perry, the second running back for Cassidy to cross the 1,000-yard mark, as Brendan Hamilton did in 7 games. Nick Perry did it in 9. Timeout USA with 2:23 left in the fourth. It's Harbor Beach 28, USA 16. As USA is trying to pull all the magic out of this bag as they're trying to find that sixth win.
Absolutely are. They got nothing to lose now. So Josh Hahn going to have to use these timeouts wisely. I don't see any situation where they're going to be able to run the football constantly like they'd like to. So Micah Kramer is going to have to find a receiver down the field. In my opinion, he's going to start to look for Brennan Prime because you know there's going to be coverage. So you got to go with your mismatches. Brennan Prime, by far their biggest receiver. Maybe not the speediest, but definitely their tallest receiver. A chance to make a play down the field, but they're going to stay in the wing tee.
Kramer under center, hands it off to, that would be his left option, across the first down marker all the way out to about the 48-yard line. Allen Rabin on the bottom of that pile for a 4-yard gain. Moves the chain, stops the clock momentarily with still 2 minutes and 23 seconds left. And tackle made by Cole Anderson, middle linebacker. No huddle offense for USA. 3 men backfield, Kramer's under center, 52 yards away from the end zone. And staying in the pocket, back to pass. Lets this one fly midfield and is overthrown, brought in by Michael Anderson for his interception. Harbor Beach running back at the 40-yard line, still in bounds, and finally brought down at their Harbor Beach's 45-yard line. And we have a flag flying on the near sideline away from the ball. This is going to be a personal foul of some sort on either team, not sure. 2:10 left in the fourth quarter, though.
Oh, it's completely away from the ball. I'm not sure. I know for sure 78 of Harbor Beach. Zach Schweitzer was over there. And he's going to get a holding call on that return. And, again, that's it's an odd penalty to take there by the young man because he was completely on the other side of the field. Michael Anderson was by the Harbor Beach sideline, and Schweitzer is going to get the holding call by the USA sidelines. It doesn't really make sense, but nonetheless, Micah Kramer overthrows his target right into the arms of Michael Anderson, and he's able to basically put this game away now for Harbor Beach. They're going to look to get that one first down and run the clock down to zeros.
USA's had the ball for 24 minutes and 15 seconds on the night. Harbor Beach will start this drive at their own 35-yard line. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in regulation. They lead by 12 points. T formation for Shelkey and the Pirates. And it's a handoff to Cole Anderson coming through that left gap all the way down to about the 39-yard line for a 4-yard gain. And we have a timeout called by Josh Hahn of the Patriots trying to salvage whatever time or clock they have left in this ball game. Tackle made by number 50, Miles Geiger, defensive end for USA. Second down, 6 to go. Ubley defeats Bad Axe in quite the fashion, 44-8. Ubley now 7-2 to finish the season. Bad Axe at 2-7. Ubley securely in Division 8. And if all holds true, Harbor Beach and Ubley very well may have a rematch in week number 10.
Destined for a rematch, different locations, but same time and same two orange and black teams battling. Could be a lot of fun if that's the case next week.
Third quarter, 2:09 left, and North Huron scores again, 50-24. North Huron Warriors over the Bay City All Saints in the NCTL Stripes Championship. Of course, the Huron Daily Tribune, Chip Birch and Paul Viedems.